This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Okay, let's go to Ian Ozen in the newsroom with some breaking news.
Yeah, this is a sad day for metalheads everywhere. Black Sabbath's Ozzy Osbourne, a man of a renowned solo career, of course, Black Sabbath. The man really needs no introduction. He has died at the age of 76. This is according to an announcement his family and his representatives released to the BBC less than 20 minutes ago. That statement saying, quote, "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with his family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time." Osbourne had been battling Parkinson's, and just 3 weeks ago, was it, performed his last show with Black Sabbath, his family announcing through the BBC just moments ago, Ozzy Osbourne dead at the age of 76.
Wow. Just really sad news, Ian. And he looked... When you saw him do that show, he looked good. He looked okay.
Ozzy looked like Ozzy had looked for the last 10 or so years. You knew it wasn't prime Ozzy Osbourne, but it was still the character that you've come to know and love over the last 50 years or so of his career. That performance, by the way, is going to be turned into a concert film. It'll be released in theaters next year. And that will, at the very least, his last show was captured on video and will live with us forever. And we get to see Ozzy that one last time as he was. And the beautiful thing is, as you mentioned, a lot of rock stars, when they start to fade away, they're shells of their former selves. For Ozzy, he still very much was Ozzy, and we'll be able to remember him both as he was and as he is. It's still hard to say was, because he was just on stage a few weeks ago. So for those who grew up listening to him, for those who had the chance to see him live, this is a total gut punch. It wasn't expected, as you mentioned, because he was himself just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, of course, you know, Ozzy was never that active on stage. And, he had those lifeless eyes, those shark eyes, lifeless, rolled back in your head. Anyway, sorry, I digress. But Ozzy Osbourne was never that active. He didn't dance and move around a lot on stage. So he was kind of a stoic figure. So, he didn't have to do much to look, as you say, like the old Ozzy.
No, and the beautiful thing about Ozzy Osbourne and his character, and let's put that out there, Ozzy was a character. And people have this image of him, whatever it is, whether it involves bats, whether it's the all black, whether it's Ozzy the family man from the MTV reality series. We have this vision of Ozzy Osbourne, and that's because even though he didn't move, he didn't dance, he wasn't a pop star, the man's presence was larger than life, and he commanded that presence no matter who his audience was. No matter whether you listened to his music or if you knew him from his TV appearances, You knew who Ozzy Osbourne was. Not too many musicians, whether they're pop stars, rock stars, whatever the case, can say that nowadays.
Well, there are not too many heavy metal stars who become part of pop culture.
Right.
And Ozzy Osbourne was indeed a heavy metal star, but he was also bigger than life, and he was part of pop culture. I did an interview with him. He was performing at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium in Pensacola. And, you know, in fact, I went to Pensacola this past weekend, and when I drove by getting off I-10, I-110, I guess it is. When I got off the interstate and it was on my way to Santa Rosa Island, I passed the auditorium and I thought about that interview that I had with Ozzy. And I wonder if they still have that. I'm going to have to call Channel 5 in Mobile and see if they still have that interview. It was a TV interview that we did. And, you know, and I asked Ozzy, there was a lot of controversy about his music and music in general, causing people to commit acts of violence. And I asked Ozzy about that, and he said, Scoot, you know, I'm sure some kid who commits suicide, I'm sure it's not because of the music. I'm sure they're on drugs or alcohol or both. It wasn't the music. It's what they're involved in that causes them to do that. And a court did throw out a lawsuit brought on by the parents of a 15-year-old who committed suicide after listening to his song "Suicide Solutions"
right.
over and over and over again. And the piece that I did on Ozzy on Channel 5 in Pensacola and Mobile was about how you can't blame the music, and that if your kid is in his bedroom listening to the same song over and over and over again, I don't care what song it is, maybe that's the symptom of a problem.
It is. Well, it certainly would seem to be a symptom of a problem. But in the case of Ozzy, it's not the music. Music is art, and art is what you make of yep. it. And to blame a musician for an unfortunate happenstance, I think, is a bit of a stretch. And you talked about how people listen to music and how they can interpret it whichever way. My phone's blowing up right now. A bunch of guys I went to school with from kindergarten all the way through high school, they're blowing up my phone right now talking about their memories. First time they heard Ozzy Osbourne, pop culture appearances that he made, and just reminiscing about what Ozzy brought to all of our lives as a collective group. And the beautiful thing is, some people think of Ozzy as this demonic figure. Again, that shows how well he played the character. But for many more, for the vast majority of people who knew his music, they'll remember the good times that that music was involved with.
Yeah, and he was kind of crazy, and one of the things that really added to the mystique of Ozzy Osbourne and this demonic type, satanic like image was, you know, relating to the bat, and somebody threw a dead bat on stage, and he thought it was a plastic
right.
bat, and he literally bit the head off the bat. He had to go through rabies treatment because of the possibility that the bat might have had rabies, and that, I don't know what it is like now. I hope it's better, but at the time, it was a very, very painful process. But the whole idea of biting the head off a live bat, or a dead bat, but a real bat, it just kind of added to the whole mystique of this guy.
Yeah, and still 40 plus years later, people still talk about it. You ask anybody about Ozzy Osbourne, that's one of the first things they'll
yeah.
bring up. They'll mention Crazy Train. They may mention some of his work with Black Sabbath, War Pigs. They may mention something else. But the bat typically is the first thing that gets brought up.
Yeah, that's right, because it was such a bizarre event. Ozzy Osbourne, I'll never forget the time that I spent with him in the dressing room backstage at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium. I don't know, it may have some other name now, but at the time it was the Pensacola Civic Auditorium. And interestingly, I just thought about that this past weekend, driving by it on my way to Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, and Ozzy Osbourne, for those who just tuned in, dead at the age of 76, it's appropriate that he had a song like Mama, I'm Coming Home, because for Ozzy, that would be the perfect song right now as he shuffles off this mortal coil.
That's exactly right. And we're ready. We're ready with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.